Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
Now, it's coming up for 27 minutes after 7 a.m. this morning. And of course, you know, if you just tuned in, welcome into it. At this moment in time, we're going to turn our attention and focus with regards to yesterday, the MJC issued a statement to address a recent request made to discontinue the Adhan or the call to prayer at Masjid al-Salihin in Bayview. Now, according to the Imam of the mosque, who is Maulana Yusuf Muhammad, the letter received stated an alleged a noise disturbance, or it is termed noise nuisance. Now, the MJC has called for a meeting with the City of Cape Town and the Mosque Committee for next Tuesday to discuss the matter. And the incident has also led to the Bayview CPF and a local church lending support to the mosque broadcasting of the Adhan, with members launching a petition to oppose the silencing of the Adhan. But to basically paint a picture for us this morning, online we have Mishka Darius, who is the head of media at the Muslim Judicial Council. Mishka, assalamu alaikum, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Walaikum salam, Sabra, shukran for having me.
Of course, it would come as a pretty shocking or concerning request, you know, when a community or a mosque is asked to silence the Adhan in light of, you know, our religious freedom. But speak to us with regards to this particular issue.
We were made aware of the issue yesterday with the call of CPF in the area of Bayview, Sandton, to have the petition drafted or rather signed on Saturday. So we contacted the Imam of the mosque, who made us aware in a meeting that we had with him yesterday that the complainant, it's one complainant, not an entire community, just one person, a neighbor in the road, that complained to him a few years ago when they were still a Jamaatana. And when the person came to complain, you know, in terms of coexistence and tolerance and understanding, they lowered the volume of the Adhan. She complained again to them a few months later. They lowered it some more, to the point where the Musallis themselves were saying, but we can't even hear the Adhan sound. Then the next thing they knew, Maulana Yusuf got served with this notice, and I can't even say served, because it was more of an informal, you know, hand over of this letter from the City of Cape Town's Social Services and Environmental Health Department to say that they need to completely stop the Adhan, which was what was confusing, Sabir, and I think you also have a copy of that letter.
Yes.
It seems in the an alleged noise disturbance.
Correct.
Now, first of all, the question that we come up with is, why are you asking them to switch off the Adhan if it is an alleged noise disturbance, if the City of Cape Town hasn't even come up out to check the decibel levels? And besides the fact, the Adhan is 2 minutes in duration, and the noise disturbance by law says it shouldn't be more than 7 decibels for more than 10 minutes. So, you know, there is a question with regard to how and why and all of those kinds of things. And therefore, the MJC has requested a meeting with the specific department next week, Tuesday, in order to resolve the issue.
Now, Mishka, you know, looking at the letter, and of course it being issued from the City of Cape Town, honestly does not make sense. In terms of the Bayview Mosque, or Masjid al-Salihin, is not the only mosque in Cape Town. So, you know, why send a letter of this nature to the mosque when you have other masajid in the Cape Town area who also, you know, use the Adhan or say the call to prayer on a mic system or using speakers? Do we have any clarity from the city side just yet? We do understand the meeting will take place next week.
We don't have any clarity, and that is the confusing thing, because the this lady who's complained apparently wrote several complaints or emails and letters and things to the City of Cape Town. And like we mentioned, it is only one person. According to Maulana, allegedly her son was killed by a Muslim person. We're not saying that it is Islamophobia, but at the end of the day, we could, you know, we could assume that. But let's not do that for now. So this is one person that has complained to the city of Cape Town about this issue. And unfortunately, it seems that the city has taken it seriously to want to issue a notice for the removal of the other and completely from its sound system at the mosque.
Mishka, I'm going to ask you to kindly hold the line for us. We are going to head out for our headlines at the bottom of the hour and we'll continue thereafter. Thank you.
This news is kindly brought to you by Devlin Hyper, where there's always good news on great deals.
In your news headlines, the Department of Water and Sanitation has relaxed water restrictions for urban and agricultural use in the Western Cape. AfriForum says Eskom's mismanagement cannot be included in its tariff increase application. And police believe the murder of a Gupta mine owner could be linked to a syndicate. Those are your headlines for now. I'll be back with more at 8.
The news was kindly brought to you by Devlin Hyper. Find us number one Beaufort Circle, Epping, with secure indoor parking and open 7 days a week.
Lower prices for you and me. Be a part of our family. Devlin, Devlin Hyper.
Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
7:33, and of course, if you've just joined us, we are discussing the issue with regards to the Bayview community that has basically, you know, it's not even the community, like Mishka has mentioned. It's basically one individual that has put forward a request to ask that the Masjid al-Salihin adhan, you know, be silenced. But also, we welcome into the conversation this morning chairperson of the Strandfontein Community Policing Forum, and that is Sandy Shooter. But Mishka, just to ask, you know, with regards to the petition that is being signed, can we find out a bit more about that?
I think the MGC was really grateful and thankful for the community of Bayview for standing up and saying, listen, we want the adhan to be sounded in our neighborhoods. You know, Sadra, at the end of the day, Cape Town can boast, and I say this with capital letters, boast, the fact that in Cape Town we are multi-religious, we are multicultural, but we coexist. You know, there's no animosity between religions, between neighbors who are of different religions and cultures. We love the inclusiveness that we have within Cape Town. And I think you, of all people, should know that, you know, that it's really a different atmosphere here. Certainly. Compared to anywhere else in the world. So there are many comments from people I know that would say that Islam is a very a religion that wants to impose the values and belief systems. That is not the case. At the end of the day, if the adhan is too loud, bring down the volume of the masajid loudspeakers. Ask the muadhin to move a half a meter away from the microphone, because at the end of the day, we need to be able to live in a community that accepts all religions. And we don't want any fighting, we don't want any animosity. So if it is too loud, yes, we will make a plan, you know, in terms of lowering the volume. That's easy enough to do. But at the end of the day, you know, asking us, which is, I think, each and every religion's right to practice the religion, asking us to not at all, you know, sound the adhan, I think that is a bit of a big ask for a religion, for any religion for that matter. It's like asking the churches, don't sound your bells on a Sunday or whenever else you have events and want to call people there. That's not our society. So we want to bring this to an amicable end and resolve the issue amicably, that if it is too loud, no problem, let's lower the volume. But at the same time, the city hasn't even checked if the volume was too loud in the first place. Absolutely. Before they even issued this notice.
Well, Mishka, thank you so much for setting the tone this morning and, you know, explaining to us further on the matter. We do appreciate your time and we look forward to feedback post next week's engagement.
Thank you so much,
Nadra. Only a pleasure. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And that was Mishka Darius, the head of media at the Muslim Judicial Council. But like I mentioned, also joining us online this morning is the chairperson of the Strandfontein Community Policing Forum, Sandy Shooter. Good morning and thank you so much for joining us, Sandy.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me.
Now, you know, on behalf of the CPF of Strandfontein, you know, with regards to this particular issue, you know, is there a statement that you would like to share with us today?
Yes, I do. When this was brought to my attention on Friday, I was very disturbed, but I waited to see what is the actions going to be of the mosque, and we obviously heard nothing about this. I then followed up with the secretary and also some Muslim community members in our community that I usually engage with to find out exactly what is going on. And then they said, no, they have to get the petition, and they also need to get a sound engineer. And this really pained me to think that our Muslim leaders in our community and our community leaders in our community need to go through such an extent just to be able to pray. And we took a position as the Strandfontein Community Policing Forum is to stand in the gap for our Muslim brothers and sisters and to not allow them to be silenced by the city or by any individual that has lodged a complaint. Before the complaint was even lodged, you know, we are very active in our community. Mm. And I can guarantee you with my hand on my heart, the azan is not very loud because the imam accommodates the community living in close proximity of the mosque. But even people in close proximity of the mosque couldn't hear the azan because it was on 3 decibels or on 3. I know they have 6, yes. But it's been adjusted to 3. I personally stood there throughout the month of Ramadan when the Muslims break the fast and the gentlemen come to the mosque. We would stand and patrol in front of the mosque to ensure that the cars don't get broken from there and the shoes don't get stolen. And we could hardly hear what was going on inside. I do understand that nobody wants to fight. We don't want to fight. But you know, it's not an attack on the religion specifically, it's an attack on the prayer. It's a prayer, a call to pray for our community. You know, we all say prayer is the backbone of our community, so why do we want to strip our community of prayer? The reason why our schools are in this position and the situation they're in is because they remove God from the schools. Now, why remove prayer from the community? Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many other social ills in our community, in the very street indirectly opposite the mosque. It's a problem street. Around the mosque, there are problems around the mosque that can be addressed, but to go to such an extent, against a mosque and providing a safe haven for our community, a place of prayer for our community, a place that the Mawlana and I himself, he reared the youth in and he teaches them inside, you know? Mm. That very same Mawlana, you know, when something happens in our area, they manage just one of the channels of community, you know? Mm. He's the one that stands in front of the community speaking to the problematic houses or the problematic issues. Not in an aggressive way, in fact, in a very, very nice way, in a better way than I would have ever addressed it. And I felt it was offensive. It is disgusting, also disappointing that the community would stand back and do nothing. So we decided to spray this and to show our support towards the Muslim brothers and sisters. So Saturday we're going to have, I read the media statement from the NGC. They don't want us to do anything, but you know, the message has gone viral before we received the media press release. And there's support coming from all over Strandfontein and Baby, including our informal settlement, that they all want to come in front to show their support and we want to bring back the azan. You know, we understand that they don't want it too loud and we'll turn it faster, but you're not going to rob our Muslims from the call to azan. You're not going to rob our community from hearing the call to azan. It's not as if it is whole day. It is only 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Absolutely.
And the city of Cape Town is putting pressure on the Mawlana. You know how expensive it is to get a sound engineer out of the with what money must the Mawlana get that with? His name is provide a sound engineer, but it's unfair. And it pains me to see a Mawlana needs to run around like this and play the humble pie. We have a right to our religion, we have a right to the freedom of our religion. And I as a Christian have a right to stand up for another person's belief. And I'm telling you, we're not going to stand down, we're not going to back down because one person complained. The community and the power of the community's unity will overthrow that. We're going to bring back the other.
Certainly.
Regardless of who says what, and we are going to support our Muslim brothers and sisters because something like this can divide a community.
Absolutely.
You
well,
know,
Sandy.
It can divide a community, and we're not going to accept that.
Certainly. Sandy, thank you so much for, you know, sharing your support and lending your support to the cause this morning on behalf of the Strandfontein Community Policing Forum. We do appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
And that was Sandy Shooter, the chairperson of the Strandfontein Community Policing Forum, who are rallying behind the cause in terms of bringing back the adhan to Masjid al-Salihin.